Thank you for that question. When an IMAS is approved by the review board, it is essentially it's operative. So they are now, as soon as they're put onto the IMAS website, these two IMASs associated with IED defeat are out there, that they are to be used. There is a process of just going through a mechanism to change them from being draft to just put them into the framework of the United Nations, if you like. So it goes to a steering group and then it goes to a principal level of an interagency consultative group. But as soon as they're put on, as soon as they're approved by the review board, they're in use. So, and also in the last sort of 12 months, I suppose, the IED issues have been fed into a broad range of the IMAS. So there have been changes made in a number of places, but I think the most important aspect of this is that all of those changes will have been completed by May of this year. And once they're in and published on the IMAS website, then they are in, you know, they are operative. The rest is procedural, if that answers the question.